CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today in the booth we have Jacinthe Hébert and Bianca Baron, and they are students from the Office System Technology Program at the SAGEP de Sherbrooke, and they are organizing a fun night. It's a rock and roll dance party at the Amity Baudouin Community Center in Lennoxville, and it's to benefit the Centre Jeunesse de l'Estrie Foundation, so welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to have you here. Now, we were talking a little bit before. Why did you organize this fun event?
Because in the event planning classes, we have to organize an event. And we decided to organize a fundraising event because we would like to combine at the same time to help some people, yes, for the, and each year we have to took a foundation, and this year it's the Centre Jeunesse de l'Estrie Foundation that we choose, and that's why we have to organize it.
Okay, that sounds good. And we were talking about why you choose this organization, and what exactly is the Centre Jeunesse de l'Estrie?
The Centre Jeunesse de l'Estrie is a center that helps young people, so teenagers, children, with because some of them don't have a lot of money, so they're giving them furnitures, money. Sometimes they help them to buy an apartment. So they are and they help a young mother too with young children.
Okay.
And when they leave the Val du Lac, for example, or the Val du Lac Center, they don't have any money or something, and sometimes they are a single mother, and that's why they help them. They help only the young people who leave the center or who need help. So that's why it's really important for us to raise some money for them.
Yeah, sounds like an important foundation, and one definitely that needs help all the time. So you get to use your skills too that you learn at CJEP.
Yes, for them, we have create a document, a database with access, so we can use all our skills that we have learned till the last 3 years to help them.
Okay, that's great. So you girls are in your last year, your third year?
Yes.
When you finish your program, do you have anything in mind, any particular place that you want to work? Or
I already work at the CHUS.
Okay.
Yes, the hospital. So I will work there as a administrative assistants there, yes.
Good, so you already have a job, so definitely will help you. Good.
Yes.
For me, I would like to work for the Army in human resources. So I hope that it will work.
Okay, great goals we have. Now let's talk about the fun event. It's a rock and roll night. So how did you come up with the idea for a rock and roll night?
Because we have organized selling of candies. We have organized a supper with the Eastside Marios. And pool game, for one evening. So we have raised a lot of money, but we have the need to make something more bigger, to have more money for them. So it's why up with this idea.
Sorry. And the idea came because we work with Estrie Rockabilly this year for to make some their publicity tool. And that's why we have the idea to combine the Estrie Rockabilly with the Centre Jeunesse de l'Estrie to make a big event like the rock and roll party. So Estrie Rockabilly will be at this show.
And what is funny with Estrie Rockabilly is their type of dancing. All their dancing is working with the 50s. So like the dance jive, it was much used in the 50s. So it's where our imagination come up with the team.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have maybe grandparents that listened to music from the 50s too? Or?
Sure. I already listened to some 50s music. That's really, really fun music. Mm-hmm. That's really energetic music. So that's really, really fun.
Good. So that's at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center. That's right in the middle of Lennoxville. And that is coming up May 13th, 7:30 p.m. to 11. And I guess you're going to have maybe snacks, too, that people can buy, too.
Yes, we will have a lot of food that will remind for everyone the 50s. And for, yes, and for the refreshments, it will be the same thing.
Yes, okay, and so we will have some popcorn, cotton candy, and
floats. Okay, floats. Yes. Soft drink.
Yeah, soft drink with floats. I don't know, and we will have a lot of snacks and refreshments that reminds the 50s too. Yes.
Okay, fun event.
And all the profit of the of the food, we will go to the foundation. So all of the profit of the a business gave to us some food.
Oh, that's nice.
And yes, and all of the profit of the the night, we will go to the foundation, and we will also have a photo booth at this night, so people can take some picture, fun picture, like 50s picture. Oh, we will have a Elvis costume and some of like mini costume like of the 50s, and they can buy a picture of that. We will have a printer this night, and they can buy a picture of them for the evening, and the profit of the photo booth will also going to
the foundation.
Yes.
Okay. That's great. That is so fun. Okay. Yes. You have really fun ideas there. Good. Now, Rockabilly, hosted by Estrie Rockabilly and a live band. Okay. Do you know what the live band? Who the live band will be?
Yes, the live band will be the Kickball Change.
Okay.
And it's a local group, and the Kickball Change. It's also the name came because it's a dance in the jive. The Kickball Change. It's like.
It's a move.
It's a move in the in the jive, so that's why they came with the idea of the Kickball Change. And the owner of Estrie Rockabilly is the guitarist of the Kickball Change. So they will be at the night, and they also they will teach how to dance the jive at this night. So they introduce introduce people like how to dance the.
Like the jive.
The jive, yes.
Okay, excellent. And you said you're going to sing too, Bianca?
Yes, because I will present the band, and I will present all of the foundation, and I will sing a song this night, yes, with the band at the beginning of the show. So because I sing, I love to sing. That's only for pleasure, and this night it will be a great place to sing, yes.
Good. So you sing on top of everything else. That's neat. You said you sing country, retro, and pop, too.
Yes.
Good. Okay. What else should we know about? Now you can get tickets at the door. So that's May 13th, 7:30. Tickets at the door. And if you want to get them ahead, you can get them at the CJA.
And we can add that for the children between 5 and 10, it costs $5. And
it's free for the children under 5 years old.
Okay.
It's also so free, yes.
Okay, under 5 years old. And how much are tickets, the regular price?
It's $10 for a ticket, yes. You can buy it at the door on the on the night of the evening. And you can also buy it at the CJEP or...
Great.
And everyone is welcome from zero to 100 years old. Everyone is welcome at this night.
That's great. I think it's going to be quite popular, too. And what a great benefit to help the Centre Jeunesse de l'Estrie Foundation.
Yes, we hope.
Okay. And you don't need to know how to dance, because sometimes guys says, oh, I don't dance, because it's also a fun night with family, and you can like just... dance if you like to dance or not, and it's only it's going to be a really fun night for that. Yes.
Good. Lots of fun. So definitely a family event. The whole family can come. Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go about the event?
You can dress yourself retro style.
Yeah.
As a retro style. For the night if you want to. But you can also dress yourself like normal normal clothes because everyone is welcome and...
Good. Yes. Sounds like a lot of fun. What a great organization and what a great event you've organized here.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you.